You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
Yeah, so who gets the lilac highball candle, and who gets the 16-inch French-cut tapered vase?
Well, what's the burn time on those?
I'm impressed you even knew to ask that, huh? The highball has a burn time of 80 hours, and the 16-inch has a burn time of 500 hours.
500 hours? That's a lot of baths and candlelight dinners.
Right? Mm-hmm. And parties and moot lighting. And candle lovers, when your candle is all gone, instead of buying a new one at full price, you can bring your votive to Voyage AC and Melanie will refill it for you. You can save 10% off the price of the candle.
What? What a great deal.
Right? And yes, it is holiday shopping time, but do not wait until it's too late. And do not, I repeat, do not stress.
Thank you for that.
Yes, because you can find everything you need for everybody at Voyage AC. Voyage AC has gorgeous face and body products for every age and gender, beautiful scents, incredible candles, and scents for the home. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC at our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And even during the holidays, Melanie is still willing to give my friends and family discount to all you listening right now.
What?
That's right. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and sense.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge, our season 11 sponsor.
Yes, and we are so excited about Kelly Nishimoto. Mm-hmm. She's the founder and CEO of Cute Booty Lounge's new podcast called Behind the Booty, where Kelly interviews different survivors and thrivers about their journey.
Behind the Booty. What a great name.
I know, right? Isn't it? And we love Kelly and CBL, that's Cute Booty Lounge, so much that we're actually premiering some of the first episodes of Behind the Booty right here on The Only One in the Room. You heard one last week. Look for it on Thursdays for the next few weeks.
That's right. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible. Female and minority owned.
And everything they make makes your booty look amazing. The dresses, the tops, the lounge and sleepwear, and their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. There is a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body, love your booty.
So head over to cutebooty.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order.
15% off is amazing. You need to jump on that right now.
Right? So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays for a new episode of Behind the Booty.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep. Thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep. We are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah. And you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, And depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I'm Laura Cathcart Robbins. And today I'm bringing you a reading from MJ Fierve's book, Badass Black Girl. If her name sounds familiar, it's because she was a guest on our show in October, and she told an amazing story. She was the only one who accidentally saw a man burned alive. And I'm just going to read you a little bit about MJ and this book. Born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, MJ Fierve's publishing career began as a teenager. Since then, MJ has authored 9 books in French that are widely read in Europe and the French Antilles. She works with underserved populations in need of writing as a form of therapy, even if they don't realize that they need writing or therapy. A longtime educator and frequent keynote speaker, MJ is available for book club meetings, podcast presentations, interviews, and other author events. And then on the back book jacket, it reads, Badass Black Girl is a guidebook for every black girl needs to conquer the world. This book challenges girls to reflect on their role in the world, face challenges of living in a society where expectations are low, set goals despite the naysaying and prejudice of others, push past limiting boundaries, and fulfill their dreams for the badass future of their own design. So this is a book of quotes and questions and affirmations for teens, and I've chosen 2 pages to read from. One is a letter to the badass black girl, and another one is a story that MJ wrote about her growing up. Dear badass black girl, you are a true warrior who inherited the strength, courage, wisdom, love, and dignity of our ancestors. You stand on their shoulders, carrying a history of triumph. Yes, it is true. You also still carry some of the pain of yesterday's black heroines, these creators, innovators, and agents of change. And you are faced with the tremendous struggle of the modern girl of color. But make no mistake, you are strong, and you can conquer whatever challenges this world hands you. Your very existence defies history. Never forget those who broke the unjust rules society once used to limit their progress, those who fought hard to get you to this moment, those who gave light so that others could find their way through dark times. Because of them, you get to walk into a restaurant through the front door, sit at the front of the bus, and cast a vote for leaders who represent your ideals. Walk in the freedom they secured for your sake. Be proud of your rich skin, and may your hair be a crown that stands tall. Be proud of your deep-rooted cultures. Be proud of the power of those who came before you, as the strength of generations will propel you forward and carry you through difficulties. Be fearless, but as you move through the world, remember your biggest responsibility is to remain thoughtful, to honor where you come from, and to recognize you didn't simply appear and find your own voice. Alice Walker wrote, "How simple a thing it seems to me that to know ourselves as we are, we must know our mother's names." Kenby, which says parenthetically, "Be strong." MJ. And now this is from the section, Do Away with Fear. Dear badass black girl, as a teenage girl, I was curious about everything, people, events, ideas, and I was eager to try new things, even if I didn't know what the heck I was doing. The nuns at my high school in Haiti once organized a spectacular fair, a blur of colors, smells, and sounds. The sky was full of bobbing balloons, which danced around under sunbeams, poking through the clouds. Under a flamboyant tree, the hot dog lady covered sausages with mustard, onions, pickles, tomato catsup, and hot picklets, a Haitian condiment made from cabbage and hot peppers. Students wearing dark blue uniforms and white ribbons spent their pennies and dimes on popcorn, peanuts and homemade ice cream, hamburgers, and styrofoam cups filled with orange soda. They bought deep-fried foods, tickets to shows and athletic tournaments, and enjoyed rides and prizes. The PTA had arranged to bring a mare named Madam on school grounds, and I wanted to ride, although I'd never seen a real horse up close before. I gently approached the animal with her long, graceful neck, solid legs, hooves like buckets, and huge chest. Her skin was black, her tail and mane white, eyes dark and wide, and her coat was a bright copper. She had white markings on her face and legs. I watched the girl who sat in the middle and held the reins. It could be me up there. Madam arched her neck proudly and stepped daintily around the mud puddles, as if afraid of soiling her feet. The girl jumped off the horse, and it was my turn. Squeezing the last sip of orange soda from the straw, Bernard, Madam's trainer, asked me for the equivalent of $5 to let me ride. He wore a stylish hard hat, the kind made for riders, tight-fitting pants, boots, and a light vest. Madam seemed tense. She laid her ears back flat and squinted her eyes. Uncertain about getting on, I took the reins, reached up, and grasped the saddle's pommel. I wished I had a helmet, along with boots and long pants instead of shorts. My exposed skin would chafe from rubbing, but I wanted to get on the horse. Bernard cupped his hand so that he could boost me onto her wide back. As I mounted Madam, I accidentally kicked her in the flank. Startled, the horse leapt forward, nearly unseating me as she ran blindly into the trees. I tugged desperately at the reins as she settled into a lumbering gallop toward the chapel. It was a wild ride. Branches ripped past my face, nearly sweeping me off the animal's back. But somehow I held on to the horse as I tried to guide her. I was not big enough nor strong enough to force Madam to stop. It was a lonely experience. The animal's ribs pressed hard against my thighs. My heart pounded faster than the horse's hooves on the cement. I tried to regulate my breathing, tried to hold this engine underneath me at a steady pace. Bernard yelled, "Be in control!" In front of the school chapel, the horse stopped with a snort. Madam reared up and tried to turn around, first to the right and then to the left. But Bernard waited for her. His face melted into a shriveled scowl. The horse resisted and threw her head up, but I hung on, heart in my throat, whispering, "Gentle, gentle." Bernard calmed her down. I waited a moment, face flushed with heat, sweat streaked across my face as the whites of my eyes, I imagined, were still bright with the excitement of the wild ride. During the ride home from the fair, sitting on the scratchy gray seats of my mother's car, looking down at the dirt-crusted tennis shoes, I recalled the ride on Madam, how I feared I'd be scraped off on a tree and fall winded and wounded onto the ground waiting for someone, anyone, to come and rescue me. Under the animal's labored breathing, the thudding hooves, I'd realized that Bernard had assumed I was capable of riding. Just like my mother had assumed I was strong enough to deal with the mad ride that was my life in Haiti, where there was political turmoil and danger. No one had bothered to get me a helmet. Maybe I am strong and capable. No, I am strong and capable. Kenbe, MJ. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.